Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace.
What is it, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out podcast a la carte.
Hey y'all, girl, I can't sing, don't put me on. Okay, just pick it up. Hey y'all, hold it, gotta hold it, I'm gonna jump in, just breathe. Hey y'all, oh Jesus. We gotta get Jesse Wu up here.
Jesse, help me. Is Jesse here? Come, please.
If you hold your note,
Jesse.
It says, hey,
Ooh, you're doing too much. Hey, you guys. I wish I could harmonize all three notes by myself because these two are a mess. Welcome back to the Women Out Pod. Sorry. Women of Wild and Out podcast, where we control the mic.
Control the mic.
I'm just kidding.
I need to stand in.
Yeah. Women of Wild and Out podcast, we're back again.
I am B. Simone with my beautiful co-host,
Bree Tacy.
And
Pretty V.
We are so excited today. We have a guest we will talk about later. But before we introduce our guest, Bree is going to do our toast.
Okay.
Y'all know we like to start off with good vibes, good energy. Mm-hmm, and then we have something new up here. And I'll let Pretty V explain what this is. Oop, almost had accident.
And the next you're going to tell me what's in that cup. Because it looks a little it looks a little scary.
I'm going to tell you what's in it.
Okay, Beetlejuice.
Hulk juice.
Okay, well, on that note with that cup, I'm going to say that my cheers is to live today like we would die tomorrow. So I've been wanting to live to the fullest lately and traveling, and I've just been loving everything y'all make me do.
I love
out of my comfort zone on this show. So cheers, ladies. I love you.
I love that. Love you.
Yes, that's so cute. And now today's going to be a great show. It's about to go down. We got a dope guest. We got a beautiful guest, actually. I ain't gonna say dope.
She's so beautiful.
Beautiful individual inside and out.
Me and Mina just be talking to her. What did you say? We was like,
she gives
like
me the
old
girl
school
from
beauty.
Keisha. She Belly.
The old school beauty.
And I remember In the House by Mia.
Mm-mm.
The LL Cool J. Dark skin.
I don't remember her. You gotta show me a picture. You know who she do remind me of? I told her this yesterday. I'm gonna say it on the podcast. One of Nick Cannon baby mamas. His ex-girlfriend. She's so beautiful.
Oh, you said
that brown skin model.
Brown skin with the long hair?
I don't know if she got long hair.
She has long hair. She has nice, well, it's probably extensions. I was on her page last night. It's so funny.
I was on her page too.
You were?
Yeah, because I went down a rabbit hole. I clicked Nick Cannon, Wildin' Out, then I went to one baby mama, then the other baby mama, then twins.
She's kind of like, she's not skinny, but she's like model figure.
Yeah, she's a model, supermodel. She was in music videos and stuff. Yeah. But yes, we'll introduce our guests in a few.
She was
but...
on actually the opening of Wild 'N Out too.
Was she? Wow.
She took that briefcase on the plane.
You want to know what's in my cup?
Yes, girl, please tell me. I'm
chlorophyll. Because y'all know how I be passing gas. This is why my internals don't stink, okay? Oh. Because chlorophyll helps with a lot of stuff internally and helps with your body odor.
Okay,
and it's healthy. It's like...
Well, son, that shit is a lot.
Yeah.
Literally,
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Breathing on me, I'm like, yo, something is stinking. Something is hot. That's a lie. You gotta get the
She's
receipt.
She's lying.
Get
I wish I had smell it.
Where's the receipt, sis?
I know you ain't talking because you ask for it every day.
Because I wanted to get in the game. I wanted to see how I feel.
She be stealing my chlorophyll. You got some chlorophyll? It is 6 a.m.
So, but you guys, this is going to be a dope episode because, you know, usually we have stuff, some topics, and you already know we're going to talk about this today, that today. But we are in B. I mean, what do you want to name it? I mean, this is a jar full of
surprises.
Goodies. Oh, okay. Wildin' Out surprises.
Yeah, that's cute.
Wildin' Out jar surprises.
Wildin' Out goody jar of surprises with the tea.
With the tea. A little bit of tea.
A little bit.
The juice.
The juice. Who got the juice?
Wildin' Out, who got the juice? Jaw. I don't know. Mad long. Too wordy.
Yeah.
But we're going to get into it soon, but we're going to grab one of these cute little sheets of little colorful paper. Shout out to our producers for hooking this jar up.
Taking time.
There's topics. There's questions.
We're
doing now?
Yeah.
You sneaky, bitch. Okay. My favorite color is pink, so...
and pink and yellow.
Girl, you get one little memorization. Okay, I'm gonna do the first one. Scenario. It's a scenario. Okay. He's white, he loves you. His family stormed the Capitol. What you gonna do?
Wait, what?
He's white.
Oh, he's white, okay.
But he loves you.
Okay.
His family was the one who stormed the Capitol. What you gonna do? You gonna still talk to him, still sit by his side, or you gonna dump
him? He loves you. Do you love him?
Yeah.
I don't love the family. Maybe he ain't had to do with that. Maybe his family was just aggravating.
We talked about this earlier. Not earlier, but before, when we were talking about skin color. He was like, would you date somebody outside your race? I'm like, yes, love is love. But ultimately, I would love to marry a black man. I'm not going to just X out anybody out of my race. But I would date outside of my race. But ultimately, I would love to marry a black man. My boyfriend is black.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Mm-hmm. And storm in the Capitol.
Yeah.
Ain't even get to that part yet.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah. I have... Of course, I've dated outside of my race. And when I say that, Hispanics, I have never dated Trump or anything like that. I've always, you know, had a brother beside me. But, you know, sometimes those brothers do act up. Sometimes we have to be like, okay, Rogata Sorawa, come over here. Luigi, okay? But nah, you know.
She date one little Latina that knows Spanish.
Latino.
Latino.
Get it right, baby, chico. But yeah.
Okay, I mean, say something in Spanish.
Dame beso.
Give me kiss. Okay, say something else.
Roba gatas y rogo
tomorrow. That's not even saying.
But you know, it's nothing like a strong black man that will hold you.
Period.
Grabbing muscles and But some of them ain't shit.
Some white men ain't shit. Amen.
Some white men ain't shit. Some Hispanics ain't shit.
Period.
Some Vietnams ain't shit. Some Asians ain't shit.
Now we going over to Asia.
Some Asians ain't shit.
Some Europeans ain't shit.
We just had 85 South show. Mm-hmm. Carlos and Chico ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Oh, man.
They brothers. The attack. We get it. You know?
What about you, Bree?
Oh, yeah. I definitely date outside my race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I prefer that. We talked about this before, but what ethnicity are you?
I'm Native American and Italian. So you can call me white. I don't really know. Kind of brown. Okay. White.
Okay.
Okay, toots. Remember, Tanya was doing it all
season. They had the whole season.
It's so annoying. I'm like, don't get away from me. I've been doing
Sinatra.
This voice for 15 days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, like I said, to answer that, to be in that scenario, I mean, I love him. So, I mean, whatever the family do, they just do. Mm-hmm. But maybe me and the dude in Hawaii, so we ain't paying that no money.
We gotta have fun.
Call me if somebody go to the emergency room. Yeah. Other than that, we good. We sipping on pina coladas.
Yeah. Let me pick one more.
Pick one.
And then we'll introduce our guest.
Pick green.
Green?
Green.
Oh. For money. What would you do if your child or baby sister, brother... So what would you do if your child or sibling came to you and said they were being bullied?
What they ask?
This is one of the, we talking about pet peeves? I hate bullies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it is so fucked up. Like,
it's sad.
Pick on somebody that's going to roast you back. Just like on Wild Land Out. You roast me, I roast you. You coming for me, I'm coming for you. Don't just keep nagging at somebody that's not standing up for themselves. Mm-hmm. That's weak to me.
Definitely weak.
I mean, you know, I've been bullied and I talked about that on the show that me and B. Simone was on, Girl Screw. So I know how that affects and feels. So for me, at the end of the day, bullying, you know, always pointing at somebody, getting on their nerves. Like, that's one of my biggest pet peeves as well. Like, I don't like the, because I be getting ready to fight.
Yeah.
Like, I want to fight. Like, now I want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now I want to fight. You know, like, now I feel like.
You're like, now that you pull, you tell me to pull green.
Yeah.
Pull green. I wasn't trying to trigger.
Yeah. But I'm working on my aggressiveness, though. God has been good.
What about you, Bree?
Yeah, girl. I just feel like that's something that has gone way too far.
Way too far.
You know, they've got kids killing themselves. Just gone. It's insane. And with the internet, it's times a thousand. So it's like, I feel like it's time that everybody starts sticking up. Like, you hear somebody say, like, all right, relax, bro. Like, you know, like, everybody kind of needs to unite on that front because it does so much damage. And I'm like, I want to fight you.
Yeah. Like, there was a show I saw on Instagram. It was like a clip, like a compilation, and it was like a hidden camera. And it was like somebody fighting, getting beat up, and people walking by,
walking by.
See what citizens or, you know, regular people would do.
Yeah.
So it was like very like, damn, like people really don't be sticking up for people. Like,
they don't want no part of it. Yeah.
You know, but yeah. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say something about the bullying situation. Even too, like, Bree was saying, you know, with the kids killing themselves. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, if you don't have a foundation at home to make sure that you're loved and that you are worthy and that you, you know, are protected, you're going to let the enemy, you know, feed you. And it's, we are human, so we know a lot of things happen. When you leave your home, your mama dress you, you go home, it's a whole different ballgame, you know, in school. So your mama's not with you every day.
And sometimes they don't even tell their parents.
Sometimes they don't even tell their parents, right?
The household don't even know.
Right, but sometimes you just, you gotta, I don't know, I just hate thinking about that because these kids are really out here, like, really killing themselves or attempting to do it. Yeah. And sometimes they get mad when they don't do it. They just talked about that at the Red Table Talk with Paris Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
she was
so,
like, mad that it didn't work out for her to kill herself. You know, like, that's a lot. And it all starts in the mind because the mind is our battlefield. So, you know, when you feel like you're being bullied or even that situation with Dwayne Wade's, you know, daughter, you know, that's a lot, you know. What if she didn't talk to Gabrielle Union? What if she didn't talk to Dwayne Wade? And she said, you know what? I'm not being accepted. I'm not this, I'm not that. So I'm going to go ahead and pull it. Now I'm in the bathroom by myself. It's my time.
Well, my childhood best friend did it. I got her tattooed on me. She did it. It was our going into our freshman year of high school. And you look back at it and you're like, for what?
Yeah.
What are they even talking about?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a real thing that I think everybody's got to start stepping up and doing some shit about. It's not something just wash over, because if you don't have the home life, you don't know.
Yeah. Right.
You think that's true.
Yeah.
And just loving on your loved ones. Yeah, loving on your kids before they leave their house.
Yeah.
You know, just loving on them, because when you feel like it's just like regular, well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm going to go to school and get a black eye coming home. Sometimes it stems from where we sleep. Sometimes we stand the conversation to people we have around, because not just kids are getting bullied. We got grown people.
Bullies are getting bullied. Yeah, you don't know what homes they're coming from.
Yeah. True.
That's why they're taking it out on, you know, other kids.
We got people on social media with comments. Getting bullied in through the comments.
Mm. Oh, all day.
It's fell on the ground.
Oh. Okay. Well, we have our guest coming up right after this break. I wanted the other car so we could talk to her about these two topics. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Amber Diamond. Mm-hmm. She was a Wildin' Out girl. Now she is on the cast, standing next to us, telling jokes, running out with us on different on the squads. So right after this break, y'all will meet Amber Diamond.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you guys, we are back with the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. We about to bring up our guest right now, Amber Diamond, the beautiful,
come on,
the
baby.
Sexy. Okay, let's talk about it. Talented. I know you got some hidden talent in that body, Amber girl.
Welcome. Girl, we got our water. I think she got coffee. You got
wine. Well, pause, because I know y'all did the cheers before. I want to do a twist.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Here's to you and here's to me. The best of people will always be. And if by chance we disagree, then fuck you hoes and here's to me.
Hey! Coming in strong. Coming in strong.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because we're going to disagree.
So then it's going to be cheers to me.
Right.
But so thank you beautiful. For having me.
Yes.
So beautiful.
So glad to be around you more this season, because you moved from Wildin' Out Girl to cast member. Now you up there telling jokes, walking up. Look, yesterday they DJ D-Rec cut it. He said, next game, Amber said, I got one. Let me go. You know, you ain't in the back. You stepping up. You're talking. You're playing every game. How does it feel? How does that transition feel?
It feels so good, because now I feel like I finally get to show more of my personality and I'm getting, you know, her, and people are taking me more serious. Because when I was a Wildin' Out Girl, not to say they don't take the Wildin' Out Girl serious, because they do.
Girl, it's okay.
but it's just like, you know, just like being able to transition and to be up there with the big leagues. Like, I feel like I'm in the NBA right now. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, and like,
you guys accepted me and like brought me in. Nobody was like catty or anything like that. Yeah. And I felt comfortable being around you guys. So I'm like, I really enjoyed my experience this season. I really did.
You did more than me. Cause my first season, I was like, I'm head to the back. You really spoke up. You know what you wanted.
I feel like it was more so because I was, not to say that I was trying to prove a point, but I was kind of trying to prove a point. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm here for a reason.
I'm like, I'm not trying to be silenced. I'm not trying to be like, I'm trying to be up there. I'm trying to be
anyways, but I would say too, don't you think it kind of helps that you know everyone? You're so comfortable, you know, like just how many years I've been here, I would only be okay with something like that because I know everybody.
And
then I'd feel way more comfortable to put myself out there versus like jumping in cold turkey. Like
That definitely helped because I've been on since season 7. And I was a Wildin' Out girl since season 7. I was off for like 2 seasons and I came back as a Wildin' Out girl. And then last season I was given the opportunity to become a Wildin' Out cast member for like 4 episodes. And I remember when I think it was Annie and I think Niall, I don't know. It was 2 people who came up to me and told me and was like, Amber, how would you feel if we put you on an episode? And I was like, for real? And I
What made that happen? Why was it you? Was it your personality? Was it, hey, they knew you wanted to be an actress or you did comedy? Mm-hmm. What made them choose Amber Diamond?
So season 7, Shelby, I don't know what her title was at that time, but Shelby came up to me and she told me, Amber, we have this gig or whatever. I think you'll be good for us. So I auditioned. I became a host of this show called Binge Thinking on MTV. And so I was traveling around the state doing drunk trivia, interviewing people on the streets, and we did 2 seasons, and it was pretty dope. Mm-hmm.
You saw it?
It was funny.
It's on YouTube.
It was great.
It was a show.
I gotta see that. Okay.
And then after that, I came back and I was a Wildin' Out girl. I did all the promos. I did all the commercials. Mm-hmm. When it came to Wildin' Out, I was there on all the promos, all the commercials. I was like the token black girl, not to be the token black girl.
Yeah.
Right. I know you guys talk your shit.
Yeah. So I did everything, and so I kept putting it into Nick ear. Like I saw what they brought Rosa Costa on. Brittany and Lena auditioned. And so I was like, come on, like these Wildin' Out girls, they're good, but I'm good too. So I kept putting in their ears, like, please, like, give me a chance. And I told Nick that one time, and I think and I told Annie and I told Niall, I kept telling them I really wanted to be on the cast. And they came up to me. I was smoking in Bobby's house 1 season in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And I walked out and they was like, Amber, come here. And I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble, because I got scared. I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble. They was like, we're going to give you 1 episode. And I was like, oh shit, it's on and pop. It was an all-girls episode. First time. And then I actually killed it. Like, I feel like I killed it my first time.
You did.
After that, they gave me 3 more episodes that season. Yeah. And then I was like, all right, cool. So they kept putting in my ear that I was going to be on the cast the next season, but then the show got canceled.
You're like,
yeah. I'm like, damn, it's my chance.
Right.
But then they actually brought me back to be on the cast this season. And I feel like I did good. I feel
you're
like
an amazing job.
Thank you. And I'm comfortable with everybody. I feel like the boys were super cool. Like if I needed help, if I had any jokes or anything, I'd run it by and everyone would give me support and be like, no, that ain't good. Don't use that one. I'm like, okay, shit. Well, what about this one?
Yeah.
So like even you, like when I came to, what was it, my baby mama, baby
your
daddy?
Your baby mama,
joke?
Baby daddy.
Yeah, he was like, Amber. That's not the one. I'm like, okay, well, let me go see what I can do. And I came back, you're like, Amber, that's
great.
That's the one. And I damn sure got a
good.
But it was a good experience.
That's awesome. So let us know about like Amber Diamond. Like, where are you from? Okay. How did you start in this entertainment industry? Because I know you was on another show too.
We did I did a couple shows. So I'm from Birmingham, Alabama. I came to LA, country. Came to LA when I was 17. Me and my mom, my little sister, we lived in a motel. We were really broke.
Wow.
We had no money. We used to literally steal stuff from the grocery stores. We stole a turkey 1 year. Like, it was crazy.
How do you steal a turkey?
Wow. Girl. For Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving. Wow. It was Thanksgiving. And at that point, we moved out of the motel. We was living in a little small apartment in Gardena. And so we had no furniture, but we all just like was in it together.
Love it.
And then my mom ended up getting her like a sugar daddy or whatever, and we got out the hood and we ended up moving to another house.
Wow.
And my mom always made sure we were straight. But throughout those years or whatever, I met Nick Cannon before I met Nick Cannon, I did a reality show called Raising Fame on TLC with my mom. My mom was my manager.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was a good show. And then after that, I did another show called Beauty and Geek Australia, where I had to live in Australia and I played games.
What?
Yeah, I did so many.
I didn't know none of this.
And wasn't you on, excuse me, I'm sorry, wasn't you on
Love & Hip Hop?
Not Love &, it was Love & Hip Hop, but it was it?
Fix My Mom on Oxygen?
I think it was. Mm-hmm. But I thought you, what's the other show? that Shawnee them is on.
Yeah.
Oh, Basketball Wives?
No, not Basketball. It was something else. Maybe it was Love and Hip Hop.
It was Love and Hip Hop. Okay, Love and Hip Hop. So after I did all the other shows and I started to do like a whole bunch of extras and stuff and movies and stuff. And then I did a featured extra in Real Husbands of Hollywood. And that's how I met Nick.
Okay.
And Nick gave me the job to become a Wild 'N Out girl that day. He was like, we need chocolate girls on the show. Like, come through. And I was like, all right, cool. So then I ended up booking that. After that, me and my mom got another show called Fix My Mom on Oxygen. It was a crazy show. We were in the house with other mothers and daughters or whatever, and we was arguing like with a therapist and stuff. But yeah, so that's my little story. Yeah. Wow. And now I'm a cast member.
And now you are here on Violent Out.
So
I'm going to ask you about your man in a little bit. But we do have a scenario. Vina pulled this off the door. You want to read it?
You can read it, baby.
Okay, so it's scenario. Mm-hmm. He's white. He loves you. His family stormed the Capitol. What you going to do?
I mean, shit. One thing.
It's three things.
Yeah. Okay.
He's white.
That's the one thing. So the first thing, I love me a strong black man. I don't know. Not to say I haven't dated a white guy. I've dated white guys before, but I do prefer a strong black man. I want to have me a black ass chocolate baby.
Yeah.
But that's one thing. That scenario is kind of false. But if he loves me and I love him and that's the type of relationship it is, fuck his family, because at the end of the day, it's us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like if you get in a relationship, you choose to be us against the world.
Yeah.
So I'm going to always support my man no matter what. Because, you know, I got a boyfriend now. So.
Oh. And y'all been together like how long?
Girl, like a week.
Like a week.
We've been talking for a while. And hopefully it stays good.
Yeah.
Because I haven't had a real boyfriend since high school.
Girl. You know?
So did he ask you, like, hey, will you be my girlfriend? Did he say, hey, you mind? Did he was like, man, we just together. Or y'all just didn't even have that conversation. Y'all like, we just been kicking it for so long. We go together.
So we did kind of have a conversation. It was more so like his birthday is coming up. So he's going to Jamaica or whatever. And I was like, well, I want to celebrate your birthday with you, too. And he was like, well, if you're my girlfriend, then we're going to do stuff before and after my birthday. And I'm like, okay, well, I am your girlfriend. Like, I thought we were making this official now. And then after that, we was like, all right, cool. So then to make sure that I wasn't tripping, because, you know.
You God, know.
God, right.
Yeah. Like, the next day, you are my girlfriend.
Right, yes.
It'd be a great
locked
area.
In your eyes.
Yes.
To make sure I wasn't tripping, I think it was a text or something. And I'm like, it was on the phone. I was like, so I am your girlfriend, to be sure. And he's like, yes. And I'm like, all right, cool. So that's
cute.
How we knew that.
I love that.
Oh, that gave me chills. Yeah. I love it, too.
Like, all right, so it's official. But I'm like, everybody keeps saying, did he make it official because you're a cast member now? And you and you was around all the comedians and all this stuff. I'm like, shit, maybe.
But no matter why it happened, just know it happened.
It happened. Right. And let them people know who said that, baby. I've been Amber Diamond before Wilding Out, baby.
Period.
Let's be very clear.
She ain't new to this show. She's been on TV.
Everybody be like, Diamond. I'm like, it's my middle name. My grandma gave me that name. She ain't no stripper
Amber
name.
Diamond.
And she ain't lie either, because you are a diamond and you shine.
So beautiful.
And what did I tell you in the dressing room?
Man.
I said, baby, you want to do so much. And I could feel that. And just continue to let your light shine.
Yeah, you definitely
Because
did.
You, like, you, I watched you. Like, they got a corner of my eye. I'm like, Amber want to get up on that stage so bad. Mm-hmm. And when I told you, when I didn't want to do the, because I was sick now. And I said, and I was like, I didn't do the episode. And you said, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, that meant a lot, because I was in your shoes before. And I got told the show the other day, like, I feel like I am still a rookie, you know, on some things, because I don't know some games. I hate some of the games. Like, just pick up and kill it. That's the only game I
like.
Just pick up and kill it.
Like, so I see y'all get up there and y'all show all your personality and y'all not afraid. Cause, like, everybody look at me and they be like, oh, she just a pretty face type shit. So I'll be trying to work my way out of being pretty. And that's my thing. Y'all get up there, y'all still fucking gorgeous, and y'all be killing shit.
Aww.
Like, y'all have so much respect from all the other cast members that you can tell.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I watch y'all, I be trying to, like, okay, I want to come up with my own thing. Like, you got your baby girl and you got your what I do and all your go back in, be. I'm like, what is my thing?
And you'll find
on the
that.
Show?
Yeah.
You'll find
don't
that.
Even look for it. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
All that shit came to us by acting dumb.
Mm. But let me tell you what
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me tell you what yourself. I think that's yours, though, when you go up and be very, like, perky. Like,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me
like, you do that like mm-hmm. every yeah. time you go up, like that's maybe her niche. Maybe that's her thing that yeah. she could do next season.
Yeah.
But like I told you, you're like, shine, keep going. Like you're so, yeah. so dope. Like I said, I feel like I'm still a rookie deep down because I'm still a student. I'm still learning.
Still studying.
Again,
these
I
men,
don't right? get some of the games. The only game I do not like is that pick up and kill.
I don't know why.
I don't know why. It's just something. I feel like I be me.
You
stage.
Can't pick it up.
Maybe that's what it is. Okay.
Yeah, but pick up and kill.
We're happy okay. that you're a part because like you fit right on in.
So
girl.
Fun. Thank
you.
So thank yeah. you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I'll be trying.
Yeah.
Right. I'm so proud of yeah. you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud thank of you.
So you too. You guys yes. were, you know, Wildin' Out goddesses now, yes. but right. you know, you were a Wildin' Out
she
girl.
She was still a goddess. So they just didn't know that was our name.
Right.
yeah, right.
That was clear.
Yeah.
So how did this
yeah.
relationship start with you guys? Did it start from the show?
Amber being Amber.
Okay.
Amber is, you know what you were saying, like just your energy, your everything. Aww. I had a whole
so friendly,
we had a whole
so
little
sweet.
Talk about you. I love Amber.
Oh,
I was like
too.
Literally when I came on, I was like, oh, shit, there's a lot of bitches on here, and they're not nice, and I'm scared, and I'm going to sit over here. And it was like a different vibe. And when Amber comes in, everyone lights mm-hmm, up. Mm-hmm. It is on. We're mm-hmm. having a great time. And she, like, has this way of, like, mending all of, aww. Like, the way the girls were separated.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't not laugh at this bitch. She's
yeah.
hilarious.
yeah.
So, like, we just had the best time. We'd always be smoking. And I think she's definitely... the person that helped me come out of mine, as I said.
You said that,
and
yeah.
it really got me much closer with the cast, which I love because yeah. I've been around for a while as well. So she's still my boo.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
So proud
I'm
of her.
So happy.
Yep.
Thank you.
And I know
thank
you wanted
you.
This, so I'm proud.
Yeah. So what would you want next? Like your ultimate goal? Is it acting? Is it TV? Is it stand up.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
like,
first of all, congratulations on fucking Be Simone Beauty because yes. I use your lip gloss.
Thank yes. you.
And it's good. I
thank
like it a
you.
Lot. Yes.
Thank you. It's not sticky. It's creamy. It's very pigmented and thick. You can get it at BeSimoneBeauty.com.
Yes. So I want to start a business.
Awesome.
You know,
good.
So I've been working on a loungewear line. It's called D&D Loungewear, which is Do Not Disturb Loungewear.
Okay. You need to do a skincare line.
That's what everyone keeps ooh, saying.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, you should.
Skincare. Your skin is beautiful.
I get scared that if I do come up with a skincare line and I fuck up everybody's skin, then
they can come for you.
Like, it's breaking me out. No, girl.
I've been using just one little thing and it's from Trader Joe's. That's it. So, but yeah, I definitely want to start. I've been working on my loungewear, which is like
awesome.
Women, men, and dog and babies. Because I have a dog.
I have a dog now. Yes.
And I want my shit to match my dog.
That's hello. So cute.
Lingerie for a dog.
Yes. That is so cute.
Boxers for a dog.
Wait, yeah, is it a doggy thong?
A doggy thong.
Jesus.
With a tail hole, okay?
what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Fringlish bulldog. It's a Frenchie mixed with an English.
Oh, that's so
okay.
cute.
She's fat and short and small, but she's just cute
oh,
as
my
thing.
God. You
got to
show me. I miss my baby yeah, now.
Me too.
Someone told me to get a dog again, and I
you
looked
should.
At them like they was crazy. I'm
gonna get you one for your birthday. Would you take it?
She said,
oh, please, a little one.
Girl,
she said, would you take
it? Well,
it
has to be like a poodle.
She's like, girl, but if it is one, are
you Yorkie? Yeah, because a Yorkie I already had. My yeah. mom already has a Yorkie. When I say
so,
Yoshi,
okay,
but
you
a
gotta
poodle,
show me.
I want, like, Daybella has this dog, and it is so freaking cute. Shout out today. Shout out today, Bella.
The Bella experience.
The Bella experience.
My boyfriend's planning. Birthday, I spent too much day, Bella. I think you pocketed some.
ATL.
We love you.
But yeah, if you get me one, a poodle.
You gonna get the little
we'll
ones
talk
or
about
one?
It.
Talk about it.
But the golden doodles are so cute, but yeah. they get like.
No,
big.
But they got the mini ones. They're
oh, you need
so
mini.
Cute.
Yeah, I just need a little mini.
Oh, I miss Uno.
But y'all travel so much, don't y'all? So it's like...
Ever since I got my dog, he's been on every flight with me. Except
really?
For Wildin' Out.
I've
had him with a trainer.
I did that too until American Airlines decided to stop letting your emotional support animals come through. You got to make them a service dog.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I sneak them on sometime, though. I don't even. They don't even know I have them.
Send it to me.
Yeah.
But your dog is little.
Oh, yours isn't.
She's
not little enough.
Yeah.
So who watches the dog?
Right now, my sister's at my house keeping my dog. She has a dog as well, so they're both at my house.
Little play date.
Yeah.
Fucking up all my rugs.
Mine is with a trainer, so when I get back, he can be on his best behavior.
Right. Oh, that's good.
Because you just give him to anybody. He all the shit you done taught him for the past 3 months. Now he's been with your friend for 2 weeks, and he don't know how to sit.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Right. Yeah, I don't like
so
that.
So true.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, my loungewear line, and then I want to do movies. I do want to be acting. I was in acting school for a minute. I actually went to school for nursing.
Wow.
I stopped when the pandemic hit because I started my science and my math classes. Yeah. And that's one thing that I don't want to do online because that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, how the hell am I going to do labs at home?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Let me just stop. I could go back. I only have one more year.
Was it a passion, though?
It was more so I wanted to be a legal drug dealer because I was going to become a nurse practitioner. And nurse practitioners are able to prescribe medicine to people. So I have a whole bunch of celebrity friends. And I've been around them. And I've been on trips to where we came back and I heard them on a phone call like, hey, I've been fucking some of these bitches. I need some of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want to be that middleman because people don't want to go to the hospital all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Call me up, Amber. Hey, I need some penicillin for this shit. And I'm
okay.
like, oh, I got you.
I got you. Right.
No. Legally, I can prescribe that.
Or I need a little antibiotic for this yeast infection.
Right, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Hey, yeah. UTI, I got you. Yeah. Yes. But that's what I wanted to do. Legal drug dealer.
Personal drug dealer.
I like that.
Yeah. I like Amber Diamond.
So I was going to use it for that. But
I think that still could work for you, Amber, though.
It still could work. Yeah.
Just being a plug. In the midst of being acting and all that.
Because
there's nothing like having some form of, I mean, everybody don't, you don't have to go to school to be a radio personality or be whatever you want to be. Some, you know, some things you may have to be a lawyer. You have to be in somebody's school. Of course, a doctor.
Yeah.
But, you know, for yourself, you know, it's dope to have some form of a little education. I think that's fly too.
I went to Africa and when I went to Africa, I kept meeting people and they kept telling me school is so important.
That's how they raise over there.
Yeah, that's how they raise over there. Especially me being Caribbean too.
Education's
a must. But before all this, I wanted to go to SCAD. I wanted to be in fashion bag.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I want to fit them. I wanted to go to all
fashion,
that.
Though.
Yeah,
the
I
pictures,
wanted to be a part of
that.
Yeah. Do you have a clothing line or anything like that? Are you doing something
right now? Well, my merchandise is in store City Trends.
Oh.
So we're revamping the whole line right now.
That's
dope.
But I can see you doing fashion. Like, being a fashion, like wearing it.
I can see her doing everything.
Yeah. Like fashion icon.
She's going to do her whole commercials, dancing in the commercials. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you. Like, literally, you get up there and you be doing your thing.
Thank you.
That's why I be looking up to y'all. Like, y'all don't, you have your personality and you get up there and just
crazy
do her thing.
Her
and
thing.
I'm just like, that's her
that's
thing.
That's how I feel about me. I'd be like, I cannot believe that's my friend.
Yes.
Let's go back in, B.
I love it.
And it's so crazy what I admire about B because, you know, the thing about it is, even when we did Let's Go Back in V just the other day when Nick brought you upstage.
Embarrassed. Yeah. I said, maybe give me your glass. And then I told down. I said, I'm not going up there. I'm going to just stand here and wave the wand.
Yeah. Right.
And Nick said, come on, B. Simone. Yeah. Said, give me your glasses.
Yeah.
So literally, B is a cute, let me tell you, every event that any of her friends have, B will come in sweats. B will come in a wife beater and I'm saying Balenciagas. And she will come on and say, we finna go. First, it was Uggs. I done got her so many pair of Uggs.
Jesus.
She threw them stuff on and she will come. Such a great support system.
Right.
But when I looked at her doing that Wildin' Out episode, again, like I said, she didn't have no makeup on, hair was curly, hat on, whatever she had on, winging it. But just to see her on the side of my face,
supporting
like,
you.
Girl, do it. Like, go. Mm-hmm. It just makes me emotional because you just have a friend that I've started. We started. She was doing her skits before me, heavy. But just watching how our first little date at Yard House and how we've both grown and nobody ain't shying away.
She wasn't even going to say go back in, V. I'm not saying, oh, I made her do it, give her the mic. But I'm like, Vina, something.
Yeah,
right.
Say something. They just put the mic in your hand. You have to say something.
Right, right.
And then looking at her stupid ass in the original video that went viral, she like, I'm like, look at this idiot, her MC. Like, I'm just like, girl, I don't have nothing to say.
But you killed it every time.
You know, when that episode come with the baby and that with the whole thing, I was just like, girl, let them have their vibe. But, you know, he was like...
I don't care what you say. You better say something in the damn mic.
That's all I had.
Sometimes you need that. People see stuff in you.
Pretty B is my motherfucking friend.
I was like, what did you learn in workshop?
Freestyle.
Right. I had nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people see stuff in you that you don't see. And I know she sees it. And you too. Like, even me looking at you. When you in an audience, you look from an artist perspective.
Yeah.
People who aren't artists and comedians, they just like, oh, she's funny. Oh, she's not funny. Oh, she's pretty. I'm looking at the lighting. I'm looking at, damn, this costs so much money. I'm looking at the floor. I'm looking at the fire pit.
She did say that when we got into the car. She was like, look at this, Vina.
I said, look at this. And then you, they always say, keep it going. If you fail, you don't just, you will finish your act until you are off camera. Yeah. I'm like, she is professional.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? You notice little stuff like that.
It be now in my ear talking about something. If you turn around, you ain't. I'm like, okay, sir,
Don't keep your back to the camera. But you do all that, you know, all the way through.
And you're a competitive person, too, I see. Like, you don't want, like, you want to get it.
She was so mad at Nick when he cut. He said, all right, we're going to give it. She said, I was
mad at Nick. I was mad at Nick when he didn't let me come back at Candy. I was like, how dare you? He was like, no, she already got y'all. Like, she murdered y'all. So you, I said, no.
Yeah, I don't care if you edit it out. Let me say it.
And when you're under that pressure, too, we forget the lines in between. We be like, oh, shit, because you should have got me the first time.
But forgetting lines and stuff. My favorite show. I have so much fun and just the energy, especially this season. I definitely felt like we was like a family.
Because
we was in quarantine. Every day we had to be together. Yep. Like, I felt the energy this season. Yep. It was just amazing.
Good.
One of my favorite seasons, for real.
Oh, that's dope, because I thought it was just up and down. I'll be wanting to leave. I'd be like, let me go to Starbucks or something. Let me walk.
I was in my own bubble this season. I was like, please come back in October so I could be happy and place. Yeah. Please come back so I can just do my shit. Because this season, they're like, we need somebody to sit out.
Yeah. And B ain't never did that.
Ever.
And she ain't never been this tired. Like, I was looking at her like, girl.
I took three pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
Three. Because I was like, why am I so tired?
Right.
And I had to take one myself. A lot of mental stuff. You know, when you mentally drain,
you have to take
you just want to relax and lay it down, because your mind is so many other places. But, you know, everybody is going through stuff. That's why I commend people like Vina. It don't matter what she's going through. Her personality is the same.
You say that. She was, I don't remember who you was talking to. You was like, man, that's why I love her, because she's the same every day. And then you was like, no, she's not. She's like three different people.
She'll be crying, and then she's going to be on stage just as hype as she was if she wasn't.
Yeah.
If I'm crying before set, I'm on stage. But it's just crying.
The opposite for us, though, because even when I'm angry, B would turn it off and be like, okay, let's get it. When I'm angry, you see it on my face.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I'm that, because I just really feel like, dang, I was upset when DJ D-Rex gave me the buzz. I don't know that call thing.
You were so mad.
So DJ
I said, D-Rex, I looked across the thing, I said, let it go.
And DJ D-Rex was like, you know, Vina, it's a game. The buzzer and shit don't mean anything. I said, don't mean shit to you.
But it means something to us.
Like, all we.
Right.
So we're so happy to have you,
Thank you, Amber. We love you down.
So proud of you, man.
And I can't wait to see what else God has in store for you.
Thank you.
Your heart desires, girl, hears you.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. And you get your, I know you get your whole vibe from your mom. You know what the struggle
she's
is.
Like, so cute.
You know what the struggle is. You know what it's to have, not to have. You know what it is to get in the forefront and show face.
Yeah.
Because if you, when you want it, you're going to get it. You know, so you keep going.
And before we do your toast, I do want to say, I always be like, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
But it's not just external.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't just walk up to girls that ain't got that personality, be like, you are so pretty. That's irrelevant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's inside, too. There's a million bitches, not bitches, wilding out goddesses,
bitches,
women that are beautiful. And if your internal ain't right, you ain't even cute to me no more.
Right.
Get your internal right so you have both. And that is a blessing.
Thank you. So before you go, yes,
you're going to do
The floor is yours.
The floor is yours. Again, you know, we want you to do a quote. Like, just something motivational. It could be something you felt today, something you've been going through, something, you know, somebody left you with.
Okay. Well, one thing that I always say is protect your energy at all costs. I've had so many people come into my life or come into like my day or whatever is going on and just will say one thing and will ruin my whole day, my whole week, and I take it out on everybody, and I don't even want to put that energy out. So at the end of the day, if you got to cut somebody off, if you got to, you know, change friends or do whatever you got to do to protect your energy, then do it, because at the end of the day, mental health is what's important.
You
can't let anybody fuck up your mental health, and that's what's going to help. Up your mental health is, you know, so protect your energy at all costs.
Protect your energy at all costs.
Thank you, beautiful ladies, for having me.
You're welcome. You guys, after this, we'll be right back. Give it up for Amber Diamond.
Thank you for having me.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines.
Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Woman of Wildin' Out podcast.
We love you, Amber. She did so good.
Amber did so good.
So cute. Beautiful quote.
Beautiful quote. Beautiful skin.
What was her quote?
Protect your energy at all costs.
Protect your energy at all costs.
And that's true. I live by that. You know, I don't play by that. Ooh, I feel it. My spirit of discernment says she wrong. Oh, she a hater.
So dramatic.
That's the new game we got. Is a hater in our house.
Should I get him?
Let's get him.
Should I get him? Yeah, no, Amber was awesome. She was so, so dope. And the things that she's done, her down, all her accolades, I didn't know
all that about her.
So many shows.
Yep. So many shows. What she went through with her childhood. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I love you, Amber. Thank you for coming, Amber.
And your mama is a Libra, October 13th. So you know she's a boss and she's finna get it. If we gotta beg our uncle, we ain't talking 10 years, we gonna beg him. I ain't saw the Uncle Aaron in 10 years, but Uncle Rodney, $500 for
the
rent.
Can I have a couple dollars?
Amber was awesome. She was dope. And she got a boyfriend now. Everybody just getting baited up, booed up.
Except us, girl.
I'm right there a little bit, just a little bit.
I do not have a boyfriend right now. I said basically.
Oh.
No, you said basically, but don't say that right now because I'm scared.
Nope. No, I'm rooting for him. He is so sweet.
Thank you.
Why are you scared?
That's your boyfriend.
Time go.
Because she want toxicity. Yes.
Oh. I do not want anything toxic in my life. I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus that no openness for me against me shall not prosper. At the end of the day, no. I want everything to be loved. No fear, no toxic.
She like the hood niggas.
Ew.
I don't like. Are you kidding me right now? All them niggas, I didn't see your list.
I know, that's the old me. I loved hood niggas. I loved toxicity. I loved being an option.
You still love the
being an option.
A joke. I can't walk down the aisle with you.
You could walk. I could have seen you walking down the aisle with the baby if you didn't meet your boyfriend. Now
that is a joke. Mm. The baby is not husband material.
What about Drake though?
Drake?
No, oh. Absolutely oh. not. I thought I'm trying to get married.
Oh, so we changed.
That was the old me, lost in the wilderness. But now I have a real man.
The man.
I'm not saying they're not real men, but I'm saying their lifestyle. They're not ready. They're very vocal about it.
100%.
Very obvious. You're not ready to settle down, and you don't want to be a wife. Yeah. Chico, you know, Bean, Chico. Please move to the side. Yes.
And please stop telling other men to be like you. Please.
For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm getting loved on. I'm getting loved on one because I'm loving myself. And I think I wrote down.
It starts with that.
Yeah, I wrote down a lot of things that we could talk about. Us as women, and I know we could agree to it, and it's dope if we disagree, but just loving yourself first, I think it starts there. And I'm loving on me. Like, I've been through up and down with myself, with relationships, friends, all that. Put the title on friends, but we really like each other. Like, I done been through all those moments. And right now, I'm loving myself. I have someone who loves me. That's the man above. So, yeah.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching the Women Wild Now podcast. Where we control the mind. Vina, you don't need to do all that when you sneeze. Just sneeze.
Listen, that's warning.
Try it. Oh. That's all you have to do.
Bless you. Bless you.
You guys want to ask any more questions?
Okay, do one more.
Let's do one more.
Real quick before we guess.
Oh. Hope Nick's allow us to like interview like Sweetie or something.
Oh, oh yeah.
I
love Sweetie.
We'll be able to interview everybody if they're here in person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
see. Oh, so really?
Oh, shit. What?
I like this question. I like this because I think now I wrote this.
For you?
Is there a time and a place for bonnets?
Oh, that is great.
Look what God did. God let me reach at the bottom of the juice jar for
is
me to get this.
Is there a time and place for bonnets? Because we gonna wear it on stage, on TV, on the podcast, at the airport, at Walmart, in the car, in the Uber, in the bed.
All that debris, all that dirt. And I put it on my pillow at night.
I think it's not
that's
that
a
big
Monique
of a deal.
Question.
Okay, because Monique went in. I don't. It's not that big of a deal to me. It's just not.
I think I wear it so much, because it's my hat. Because I sell these. I sell my own bonnets. So I shout out to my girl who does it for me. But I
not
sell them,
and
for real, I be just thinking it's my hat now. But my mom be like, "You need to take it off before you get in my car. You sitting in the front seat too. Take it off."
Yeah, but Vina be wearing her bonnet everywhere.
And I don't wear it to like the grocery stores. I don't wear it to the mall. I don't wear it to the gas station. I don't. But when I'm traveling out of town, and
you in the airport,
sometimes I may slip it on. the airport, and they know it's me with that robe too.
Yeah,
the but robe I got the fly sneakers on though.
So wait, but you go to the airport in the robe and the bonnet? Mm.
Sometimes I stop
with
doing
the slippers
that because I they know, and I'm getting chased. I gotta go to my gate, and I hate going to them gates when they be like D3s. I be late,
and we on A.
Yeah, mm-mm. No. So
yeah, I to each his own. You know, I don't. Obviously, we don't want to do anything. We're already the minority. We already got people talking. We already ghetto. We already loud. We already this. We already that. So just throwing a bonnet on top of it sometimes in a professional setting, of course. But there's a time and place. I feel like if you're chilling in the airport, that don't bother me. That just don't bother me because I'm that type of person anyway. I walk through in sweats in the same Balenciagas every day. I wear the same shit every day. Every episode, I don't have on these gray pants.
I had to get B some new Uggs.
She did. She got me some new Uggs, you know, and I wear those every day. Now I need some more new ones.
It was like 6 pairs of those.
Well, I need more.
Okay, well.
Put that bug in your ear whenever you're ready.
That's regular. You deserve Uggs and you deserve your own Uggs. What are you talking about? Get diamonds, set it out, be Simone on the side.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's my opinion. What's your opinion on
I think
it?
You should do whatever the fuck you want. Who cares? Yeah.
It'd be richest people walking around looking crazy.
But one thing I just say, I'm OCD. So I stop wearing my robe. I mean, I have clothes, of course.
Because it touches everything.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Touch the bathroom sink. Oh. So I take it off. So yeah. I don't wear the bonnet. I don't wear the robe in the airport. Now, if I have some long braids or I don't want my edges to get messed up, like, of course. And my flight is like just 30 minutes, I'm throwing my bonnet on.
If we just
and I'm
get
in first
the,
class with it.
If we just get to the
on.
Point where we treat the janitor like the boss, it wouldn't matter what people had on.
That part.
Me and Nelly was sitting beside each other in first class. I said, Nelly, do you mind?
Thank you for watching the Women Out Wide It Out podcast. Let us know what you think about bonnets. Comment below.
thanks, y'all.
Jesus, thank you. Have a great life.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.